Thank you very much. I'm Barnum Jones, and for the next few moments, we'll be discussing the subject of the greatest name. In Revelation 19:11 through 16, Jesus is called faithful and true, a righteous judge, and King of kings and Lord of lords. When Peter was asked by what name the lame man at the gate Beautiful was healed, he replied, "By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Even by him doth this man stand before you whole." Acts 4 and verse 10. He further said, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." In verse 12. Paul said to the Philippian church regarding Jesus, "Wherefore God also highly exalted him, and has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, all things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Philippians 2, 9 through 11. A different verb tense is given in Romans 14, 11 and following, when he says, "Every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God." The application is that we now have the obligation to bow in submission to him, but it will be too late at the judgment. Then we will be forced to acknowledge him as Lord in Christ, and now we should. Then we shall. Real Christians are shocked at the avalanche of obscenities heard in the daily life and in the media. Profanity is lightly esteemed, and so lightly esteems the name of deity, even as Esau was profane in lightly esteeming his birthright in Hebrews 12 and verse 16. In Exodus 27 and Deuteronomy 5:11, God said, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who taketh his name in vain." This means those who take the name of God in vain will be punished. And if you've lost a job or your marriage has failed, the problem may very well be your lack of reverence for God's name. God allows his people to be punished even today, as he did in the sentence of wandering for Israel in the wilderness in Numbers 14:29. And later, the sentence of 70 years captivity in Babylon to Judah for their idolatry. Ezekiel 20, verses 35 through 38, and chapter 22, verses 1 through 22, in Jeremiah 52, and verse 12 following. Their lack of reverence for God and his holy name was the primary cause of their punishment. They had drifted far from the attitude of the scribes of old, who so reverenced his name that they would not pronounce the four-letter Hebrew word which stood for Jehovah. Our modern society also has wandered far from this spirit of reverence. Cursing is so common it seems that it's the normal reaction to frustration or anger. But there are three things that must be respected and reverenced if we are to return to God's way. First of all, we must reverence his name. It stands for his character, his person, his holiness. 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16. And second, we must reverence his word. "To that man will I look, even to him who is of a poor and contrite spirit and trembleth at my word." Isaiah 66:2. Job said, "I will treasure his word more than my necessary food." Job 23:12. His word is inspired, that is, God breathed. 2 Timothy 3:16. Our attitude must be that of the Bereans, who with eagerness of mind searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so, in Acts 17:11. And in third place, we must reverence his church. Jesus built it, he bought it, he paid for it with his precious blood. Matthew 16:18, Acts 20:28. We must respect its oneness. In Ephesians 4:4 through 6, There are seven planks in the platform of unity, and we need to adhere to every one of them. And in Colossians 1:18, he is announced to be the head of the church. We must respect its pattern. 2 Timothy 1:13, which gives us information about how to enter the church and then how to worship and serve in the church. Romans 6:11 through 16 and also 17. Ephesians 5 and verse 18 following. God's plan for his people has been clearly revealed. It is our obligation to search for it. Begin with respect for his name, then for his word, and then respect for the Lord's church. We can restore the church in its ancient purity if we truly reverence the greatest name on earth. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today.